We're heading to Chicago?
How are we supposed to make a happy ending here? These musicals don't have happy endings.
And saying goodbye to the Goldbergs.
The 80s were the best years of my life. And the thing that made that decade really special... family.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, May 3rd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. After failing to reach an agreement with the Alliance of Motion Pictures and Television Producers, Hollywood writers are now on strike, forming picket lines across Hollywood as they demand fair pay from multi-billion dollar studios, including Netflix, Disney, and Warner Brothers. It's the first Hollywood writer walkout in more than 15 years and means production on a number of TV series will come to a halt. Now, you may be wondering how this affects you, the reality TV fan, the SNL devotee, or the Roman Roy succession stan. Well, in addition to late-night shows immediately going into reruns, we also know that this weekend's episode of SNL with Pete Davidson returning to host has been canceled. We have answers and details about the strike at EW.com. Dancing with the Stars is waltzing back to primetime. Disney Plus will no longer be the competition series' only dance partner following its big move to the streamer last year. Dancing with the Stars is set to return to ABC for season 32. But fret not, Disney Plus subscribers. The show will air live on ABC and continue to stream live on Disney Plus. The studio did not reply to EW's request for comment. Bust out those Supreme caps. F-Boy Island is coming back for season 3. The CW has picked up the reality dating series for a third season after a surprise cancellation at HBO Max last year. Comedian and actress Nikki Glaser will be back to host the series, which follows three women who have to weed out which of their 24 suitors are nice guys looking for a relationship and which ones are F-boys with other things on the mind. Season 3 will return in fall of 2023. But wait, that's not all. The network has also picked up a spinoff, F-Girl Island, also set to be hosted by Glazer. Both will go into back-to-back production this summer, with F-Girl Island slated for a mid-season F-Boy debut. And nominations for the 2023 Tony Awards have been revealed. Singing and dancing its way to the front of the pack is Some Like It Hot, with 13 nominations, including Best Musical, Best Direction, Best Book for Matthew Lopez and Amber Ruffin, and acting nominations for its cast, including Christian Borle, Jay Harrison Gee, Kevin Delagila, and Natasha Yvette Williams. It's followed closely by the Shakespearean-inspired jukebox musical and Juliet, the delightfully corny Shucked, and New York, New York, with all three earning 9 nominations each. Jessica Chastain was nominated for her performance in A Doll's House, Jodie Comer for Prima Facie, Samuel L. Jackson for August Wilson's The Piano Lesson, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II for Susan Laurie Park's Top Dog Underdog, and Sean Hayes for Goodnight Oscar. You can see the full list of nominees at EW.com, which, of course, is where you can get more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more. Number 3. Take a chance on Song and Dance for today's number 3 pick, the season finale of Schmigadoon. The Apple TV Plus comedy musical series, in its first season, took main characters Melissa and Josh, played by Cecily Strong and Keegan-Michael Key, to Schmigadoon, a magical town living in a 40s musical. Well, in season 2, everything's been bigger, as the couple have entered Chicago, a new town of 60s and 70s musicals, which have been darker, sexier, and scarier. Performances have included original music inspired by Cabaret, Chicago, Pippin, and Hair. And now, in the season finale, Melissa and Josh have to make a life-altering decision. Here is Ariana DeBose as Emma Tate. It's over. It's over. It's over. Yeah.
And done. It's
this series has a star-studded cast, also including Dove Cameron, Kristen Chenoweth, Alan Cumming, Jane Krakowski, Aaron Tveit, Titus Burgess, and Martin Short. So good. The season finale of Schmigadoon is streaming now on Apple TV+. Love saying Schmigadoon.
Number two.
Our next pick is adding up to be quite the emotional ride. International pop star Ed Sheeran started filming a docuseries for Disney Plus a few years back, planning on it being an up-close and personal account of his writing and recording process on his new album, Subtract, his fourth LP, which will complete his mathematical series of titles. But instead, the series turned into Ed Sheeran, The Sum of It All, a personal account of one of the toughest times in Sheeran's life, as his wife Cherry was diagnosed with cancer when she was pregnant with their child, and his longtime best friend, Jamal Edwards, unexpectedly died. Here is a clip of Ed in the studio.
I heard you calling, now my eyes are open.
But the turning point for me was working with Aaron. He makes these beautiful soundscape instrumentals, and you write over them.
Click a finger, start a discussion, and take a sing.
It's the first time I've ever worked like this, where it's just sort of like whatever comes out first. And it suddenly frees you up on a creative level.
Like, yeah, could be really cool. Cool. Just really chill morning music.
Pick a finger, start a discussion to pick a singer. This one you love that I had to bring her. Just let the speakers take you away. Drop the needle on Dusty.
And then I was hit by heavy stuff, kind of one after the other.
They found a tumor in Cherry's arm. The diagnosis wasn't good, and, you know, she's pregnant and they can't do anything, and then suddenly I'm in this three-week court case.
And then Jamal dies.
The moment you find out that the worst thing in the world has happened to someone that you truly love with all your heart, you feel like you're drowning and can't get out from under it.
Just from that situation, all of these songs came out.
Well, his upcoming album and the series will reflect on how, as Sheeran says, quote, grief instantly ends your youth. Ed Sheeran, The Sum of It All, is streaming now on Disney+. It's trivia time. Ed Sheeran has made waves in pop music since he hit the scene in 2011 with his mathematical series of albums, plus Multiply, Divide, and now his upcoming album, Subtract. One thing you might have calculated by listening to him is that he's not American. So where is Ed Sheeran from? Ireland, England, or South Africa? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
It was May 3rd, 2000-something, and the ABC sitcom The Goldbergs was ending. The Wholesome family from Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, is saying their goodbyes after 10 seasons and more than 200 episodes. In the final episode, which they didn't know was going to be their last, Adam escorts his mom, Beverly, to her high school reunion, where she runs into her ex-boyfriend, George. Here's a sneak peek.
Enchanted Waters. Isn't that from that time travel movie we just watched with Marcus J. Frogs?
You know what? It's your night. I'll give you that.
Hey, look! Beverly, it's George Meyerson!
Oh my God, it is him, and he looks exactly the same. He's coming over here. Shut up, Jinzy, shut up!
I literally didn't say a thing.
Well, well, well. Beverly Solomon.
George, it is so nice to see you.
Well, not that it's a competition, but it's even nicer to see you, so I win.
Hello, George. Virginia Hollingsworth Cramp, I went here as well.
Didn't you drown sophomore year?
No, that was another girl.
Sorry, I just have this memory of delivering lasagna to a grieving blonde family.
No, we were in four classes together, and then we shared a locker senior year when they were one short, remember?
Yeah, I'm really digging deep. I'm coming up with bupkis, sorry.
Well, the cast and producers of the beloved comedy threw a little celebration last week, and they took a few minutes to reflect on all the goofs and good times. Here is star Haley Arantia, who plays Erica, on how she feels about the show coming to an end.
Well, it feels weird to hear a series finale out loud.
Yeah.
But
crazy.
It's, you said it earlier, it's just bittersweet. And I think that it sounds cliche, but it genuinely is. Like, I think after 10 years, you get excited to move on to something else and try something new and, like, stretch your wings a bit. But at the same time, like, we are so comfortable in this particular project together because it's so fun. And we genuinely enjoyed being there. And I think that we're all really going to miss that. So it is just, I feel very bittersweet.
Indeed. Well, Walkmans and Wawas aside, it's all about family in the final episode of The Goldbergs, which you can catch tonight at 8:30 on ABC. And then be sure to check back to EW.com for my interview with star Wendy McClendon Covey.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Where is Ed Sheeran from? Ireland, England, or South Africa? Well, we're going to jolly old England for the answer. Sheeran is from Halifax, West Yorkshire, England. He lived there until 2008 when he moved to London to pursue his music career. Folks, that's it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.